The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
Welcome to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Lance Lysowski, joined by Catherine Fitzgerald, of course. Catherine, pretty exciting game on Sunday.
Pretty exciting game. Yeah. The game of the week. So they're reshowing it on NFL Network because it was so exciting.
Yeah, it was so exciting that they flexed it out of the 4. I'm sure they regret doing that. It was supposed to be a 4:25. I mean, we're grateful that it was a 1 o'clock game. Makes
Very
it a lot
so.
Easier to write, but they've got another one this week. New England Patriots. This is one it feels like there's been a buildup to it ever since these two teams played in week 5. That was a very back and forth game. The Patriots ended up winning. And it seems like this could be very similar in terms of the matchups. And the first time around, Dalton Kincaid had a very big game. He came out healthy out of that Cincinnati game. I'll be curious to see how involved he is in Foxborough on Sunday.
Yeah, you see what a difference he makes. And even the whole entire tight end room, I think, was so prevalent in that Cincinnati game. But just Kincaid, you look at it, 108 yards against the Patriots in their week 5 meeting. You know, he is a difference maker for this offense. And I think Joe Brady knows how to deploy him and how to get the offense going through Kincaid.
Yeah, I thought that was a huge tight end game against the Bengals.
Yeah.
And I know that if you look at the Bengals stats, they are terrible at tight ends. It's not like an analytics thing. Just look at like how tight ends are performed against them every week. It's like everyone has gotten 100 yards. But for Dawson Knox and Jackson Haas also to get involved, and I was very curious how that game would go because you have snow, it's bad conditions. How much would they be able to throw the ball? And of course, like Josh Allen had one of those Josh Allen games, for a lack of a better way of putting it. But I thought it was also notable that that was Dawson Knox's best game of the season. Like he, yeah, as a receiver, he's been very good as a blocker all year long, but he made the most of it as opportunities. And when you're able to, you know, pick up 10, 15, 20 yards at a time with the throw to a tight end, it's going to open up everything for the receivers. And this is a team, the Patriots, not easy to throw against them to your receivers. They have Christian Gonzalez. It's a good secondary, and they're coming off a bye. So
yes.
This is going to be a really difficult test, and see if, you know, Sean McDermott's talked so much about it. Consistency. He wants consistency from his team. They've won 2 in a row, but how are they going to look this week?
I think it was interesting just talking to guys outside the tight end room about what their performance meant, and just, you know, whether it was Josh Allen, James Cook, everyone is saying, we need that because we need everyone to be able to be a weapon in this game. They're going to need it going down the stretch as well. Dalton Kincaid says he was excited to watch film with Rob Boras, the tight end coach. That's not something you always hear from a player of like, can't wait to get to the film room. But I think just kind of, you know, if they're able to mimic that or even just have it as an option is the main thing.
Yeah, and this is going to be a different kind of game in a sense that New England, they've got some injuries, and the biggest one that's going to make a difference, I think, is Milton Williams, their best defensive tackle. Looks like he's going to be out again this week, and he's kind of the backbone of their run defense. You know, their run defense is the best in the league. Bills want to run the ball, and I'm very interested to see what the usage is like for James Cook this week. He's ball security's been an issue.
Yes.
He's had an incredible season in every other way, but the fumbles, the timing of them the last 2 weeks, they could really be killers. This team's overcome them the past 2 weeks, but it's an area he's got to clean up, or they're going to have to start using Ty Johnson and Ray Davis more.
And Ty Johnson had his big slip too.
I know. Yeah. That was such a good run. You felt for him because then, you know, he went to the sideline and got his cleats looked at. But, you know, I think that's another thing. You know, Joe Brady's, there's some very well-deserved criticism that's been directed at Joe Brady this season, but some of these game plans, the one against the Bengals stands out, obviously since it was last week, but some of those play calls, like, you got to hand it to him. Like, that
yeah.
Ty Johnson run was a very good example, and to have both running backs in the field at that time and to kind of surprise them with that handoff to Ty Johnson, I want to see how it's going to look against the Patriots and how do we see more Ray Davis? Do we see, I don't know what the weather's going to look like yet. It's that time of year where it's not even a point of looking at it this early in the week, but it will be interesting for sure.
Yeah. Their last meeting, James Cook had just 49 yards on 15 carries. So no fumbles that game. So that's a positive, but still not the production you want to see from him.
Yeah, this team needs to protect the ball. They're turning the ball over. It's 12 turnovers in the last 5 games. Like, this offense is too good to be making mistakes like that. You know, the Patriots intercepted Allen in the last meeting. Keon Coleman had that fumble. And that's what really killed them the first time around. Can they avoid it going into the second matchup?
Lance, let's talk defense. I think so much of this game is going to be what they can do to mitigate Drake May, Patriots quarterback, who is having an outstanding season. But I think just kind of you look around the defense as a whole, there's a lot to consider for this Patriots offense.
Yes, there is. And they're running the ball better. The first time, this first meeting, the Patriots weren't running the ball well. The Bills were able to stifle them. And now they're starting to use their rookie, Trevion Henderson, a lot more. He's very talented. The blocking up front's been an issue for him. And Will Campbell, this team's left tackle, is currently injured. That's a huge loss, you know, not only for the Bills' run defense, but them getting a pass rush going against this quarterback. Now, the first time around, Drake May seemed like every time the Bills pressured him, he was able to get out of it. And you have to limit his ability to scramble out of the pocket because he likes to scramble, and then he likes to find Stephon Diggs downfield.
Yeah, another Stephon Diggs matchup. He had 146 yards last time.
He was very good. It was by far his best game of the season.
It was, yeah. And I think, you know, that to do that in Orchard Park, he was a little extra fired up. Talked to him after the game, and he was saying, you know, there were some emotions to it. This one, obviously, a little different. It'll be in New England, but still facing the Bills, I think that's going to bring the best out of him.
Yeah, he told reporters, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, that he's been playing with a broken finger.
Yeah.
So the Patriots haven't had him on the field as much as he was. So I'm curious to see if, is he healthy coming out of a bye week? He's got new furniture line. Did you see that?
Yeah, I sure did.
Man of many talents.
Renaissance man.
There he is. He plays, his snaps are pretty much split down the middle between playing on the outside and playing into the slot. So do the Bills have Christian Benford shadow Stephon Diggs? That, I think, is one of the storylines to watch, because if I'm the Patriots, I put Stephon Diggs in the slot to not only avoid Benford, but to try to take advantage of Taron Johnson and Cam Lewis. Those two, Taron Johnson's been, I think, better the last two games, but it's been pretty up and down this season. Cam Lewis, good against the run, but in pass coverage, he just hasn't been good enough. And I think that's a scenario that the Patriots are going to try to exploit.
Well, and also, like you said, to avoid Christian Benford, who is having an outstanding stretch right now. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. How often do people win back-to-back Player of the Week awards?
Not very often.
Not very
often. But he would be very well deserving.
But he's a consideration for sure, yeah. Just given the timing of that pick six.
And the sack earlier in the game, that was a huge play.
Yeah.
I mean, for an 8-yard, that forced the Bengals to finally punt. And,
yes.
And got that defense off the field in a way that they hadn't been able to. And I know that you look at that Bengals game, you see the passing yards, the four passing touchdowns. It's easy to poke holes into that secondary for good reason. But I think that, I mean, not only is Cole Bishop's emergence this season and Christian Benford just become, like, he's been one of the best corners in the NFL the last several weeks. That is huge for this team. Because, you know, you look like last year in the playoffs about, you know, they didn't have anybody to cover the Chiefs wide receivers, too many injuries. So Benford being healthy and playing at this level is going to be massive. In this particular matchup, though, yeah, if I'm the Patriots, I'm keeping Stephon Diggs away from him as much as possible, because I think Benford wins that matchup with just how physically is the line of scrimmage. And Diggs is playing with a broken finger. Good luck winning in that situation.
Two Maryland boys.
Yeah.
So gotta, you know, that adds a little juice, of course.
Yeah, of course. And then Trey Wyatt, he covered Diggs more than Benford in the first meeting, and Diggs got the better of him. Trey White's playing a lot better now compared to where he was earlier in the season. So how does that sort of play itself out? This Bills defense, I want to see, is Joey Bosa going to play?
That would be huge.
Because they were not able to, they had to blitz a lot against Cincinnati, in large part because a four-man rush just wasn't getting home to pressure Burrow. They blitz successfully against the Patriots first time around. I believe that May got sacked a few times there. So how does that impact the game plan? Can they get somebody else to step up to really create a pass rush? Because you can't allow this quarterback to get comfortable.
No, and I think just the way you look at what the defensive line has been doing lately, they need a little more production. And, you know, however that comes from the defense, just being able, with Drake May in particular, to stifle his game.
Yeah, it's interesting because you balance what this team has done against the run the last 2 weeks, then just no pass rush.
Yeah.
You know, like these defensive linemen, I think, have been a lot better against the run. I mean, Greg Rousseau is rated as one of the best in the league among edge rushers this year in terms of stopping the run. But the rest of the group, you've got, you know, you got Deion Walk, who's a rookie, going through it. You got Daquan Jones, Jordan Phillips with the big play in that game against Cincinnati. So really, I think that when it comes to stopping the run, it helped against Cincinnati that A.J. Epinesa played as much as he did, because he's much better against the run than Joey Bosa. But also, you've got guys like, yeah, like Phillips and Daquan Jones, who've been kind of a stabilizing presence, but you need more production there for sure. Catherine, this game means something. And it seemed like a few weeks ago, especially after the Bills lost to Miami, that we would get to this point and they would have no shot at rallying to win the division. It is still a long shot, of course, but they need to win this game. It's a big one.
It is a big one. And like you said, I think it's kind of changed how much we've perceived it to be like the game of the week, where we were talking for a while, is it going to get flexed? Is it not? What's going to happen? And it is still a 1 o'clock game. Love that for me.
Yes.
But I think just kind of you look at, there's a few other big games this week for sure. But I think this is what this means for both teams, is really just, it's such a big game.
It is. I'm sure for New England, it is kind of one of their measuring stick games to see where they're at coming off the bye. They hadn't been playing as well going into the bye. Some of that's injury, some of it's just inconsistency that you go through in the season. It just hadn't been as clean as it was. Bills fans should be kind of annoyed that the Patriots hired Mike Vrabel. I think he's a really good coach. It's I did not see this coming. I did not think that they would turn around as quickly as they did.
I thought it was like a year out.
Same. Yeah. Like, I know they spent a lot of money in free agency, but credit to them, they spent it on the right places. But now, in this game, compared to earlier in the season, injuries have sort of set in a little bit. And I want to see what Josh Allen does in that stadium against Drake May. Because, I mean, our colleague Jay Skirsky is writing about it this week, that Josh Allen, when he faces a good quarterback, you see his best. Joe Brady said it's a coincidence. Who knows?
Who knows? We'll crunch some numbers, aka Jay will crunch some numbers. We'll decide if it's coincidence or not. I don't know.
Yeah. And again, like winning that game, beating Pittsburgh, beating Cincinnati, that has strengthened the Bills' odds, of course, not only to make the playoffs, but you want a favorable matchup. If you're not getting a home playoff game, you want to face Pittsburgh, or you want to face, well, right now I'd want to face the Chargers too, because they can't block in front of Justin Herbert. I would want to avoid Houston. I would want to avoid Denver if I could. I would want to avoid New England and let them be somebody else's problem to start the playoffs. So yes, and I think that it was really interesting to hear, you know, you go back to that Houston game and how bad it looked in so many ways for this Bills team, and to go in and stop the run in Pittsburgh, to go in and get those two turnovers and play a good second half defensively for the most part in a lot of ways against Cincinnati. Sean McDermott likes where his team's at. Feels like they're trending in the right direction. He's talked about toughness. He's talked about resilience, but it's consistency. Can you continue to do it down the stretch? This team's been so good in December. They've gotten it done in January. How are they going to finish this regular season?
Yeah, and I think he balances that they're trending the right way with saying, obviously, there's still more to fix. And they are very adamant about that, of how do we get even better than what we've been doing. Some of the first half slow starts, I think, is going to be an emphasis this week. But yeah, I think just kind of when you look at where they're headed in December and their style of play, it's good for, you know, where they want to go.
Yeah, that, I mean, that offensive line, it is really impressive to see, you know, Spencer Brown's out of the lineup. I know Ryan Vannemark had a couple of penalties, but the way they were able to run the ball against Cincinnati, like, I know the Bengals run defense ranked poorly, but they had been better recently. So can that continue against New England? Are we going to start to see one of these receivers not named Khalil Shakir make plays like consistently? I know some of it's been, well, we're running the ball, the tight ends are working. So, but this is a week where you could see more Gabe Davis. You could finally see a Brandon Cooks, you know, emergence. So it's just one of those games, as the season has gone along, how that offense, the Bills offense, how they attack defenses differently, how is that going to look in this matchup? And I'm just, the receiver position's one that's just, there's so much talk around it, Catherine.
Of course.
You know, yeah. Keon Coleman snaps, I believe he was fifth among wide receivers in snaps against Cincinnati. So if he's not the one who's going to be stepping up, who's it going to be?
I think it's a great question. And I think especially, you know, you look at the buy-in from receivers on that, where even if they're not having the games they want, Joe Brady was telling us he ran into Brandon Cooks in, I think, the cafeteria or somewhere, and Cooks was, like, delighted to have a game where he didn't have a catch, I believe.
Did not have a catch. He had one target. He drew a pass interference or defensive holding on it. But, yeah, I mean, for a guy like that to come here, you know, of course he wants to win, but he immediately embraces that the receivers here block.
Yes.
You know, and a few of the offensive line pointed out to me, they said, go back and watch the replay and see what, and look at Brandon Cooks was doing on Josh Allen's 40-yard touchdown run.
Right.
He was blocking all the way to the goal line.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show you that I know there's a lot of talk about guys not getting their targets and there's such a focus on Keon Coleman, but those receivers, although they're not making plays in the passing game, it is, it means something that they are making an impact as blockers.
Right. And it's getting the results they want. And that's what really matters for this team.
The Bills need to run the ball in this game. Like, I know that they weren't able to do it the first time and they still almost beat them, but that is such a big part of what they want to do, to be two dimensional, to establish that run. And although, I mean, New England's good at stopping the run. So how do the Bills sort of answer there?
We will see what they do.
We will.
Following along, make sure you're reading on buffalonews.com and subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. Lance and I will be back next week.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations: Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's. We are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.